Okay, Be'ez Hashem, today we're picking up from Perek Gimel Mishnah Dalid in Maseches Megillah, and now we're going to talk about different Kriyas HaTorah. So since we're learning Maseches Megillah, the first Kriyas HaTorah that we discuss is the Kriyas HaTorah of the Dalid Parshios, the Parshios of Shkalim, Zachar, Para, and HaChodesh. Rosh Chodesh Adar Shchalios B'Shabbos Korim Parsha Shkalim. When Rosh Chodesh Adar falls on Shabbos, we read Parsha Shkalim. That's to remind people that they're supposed to pay their Machzor HaShekel by the end of Chodesh Adar in order to pay for the new Karbanos of that year. Chalios b'tocha Shabbos makdimin l'sha'avar. If Rosh Chodesh falls out during the week, then we read Parsha Shkalim the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh Adar, umafsik l'Shabbos acheres, and then the first Shabbos of Chodesh Adar, we don't read any special Parsha, and then b'shniyah Zachar, and then on the next Shabbos, which is always the one right before Purim, we read Parsha Zachar, and Chazal instituted, even though on a Daraisa level, you could do Zechiras HaMalek at any point during the year, Chazal instituted that the most appropriate time to do it is right before Purim, when we recount the story of how Haman, who was from Amalek, wanted to destroy the Jewish people. Bashlishis Paraduma, on the third Shabbos, meaning the third Shabbos that you're reading a special Parsha, we read Parshas Para, because that talks about the halachos of being metayer a person from Tumas Meis, and that's right before Pesach, to remind everyone that they better be metayer themselves in order to be able to bring the Karban Pesach. Paravias HaChodesh Zalachem, on the fourth Shabbos that we read a special Kriyas HaTorah, we read HaChodesh Zalachem, because that teaches the halachas of Pesach, and B'chamish is Chazun L'Ksidra. And then we just go back to the regular Seder HaParshios, the regular Maftir, the regular HaFtorah. Obviously, when we read one of the special Dalet Parshios, we also read a special HaFtorah along with it. So the Mishnah gives other times when we break the regular cycle of reading, and we have something special. L'kol Mafsikin, for all of the following things, we interrupt the regular cycle of Kriyas HaTorah. Barashe Chadashim, B'Chanukah, B'Purim, B'Tanios, B'Ma'amados, U'Biyom HaKippurim. When Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, or Purim falls on Shabbos, we replace the regular HaTorah with the HaTorah of those special days. When Yom Kippur falls on Shabbos, we even replace the Kriyas HaTorah with Yom Kippur, the special Kriyas HaTorah of Yom Kippur. When Tainas Tzibur is never observed on Shabbos, so there's no special Kriyas HaTorah at the Maimid held on Shabbos. In those cases, the only change is going to be during the week when a Tainas Tzibur falls on a Monday and Thursday, and at the Maimid of those days, the regular Kriyas HaTorah is replaced with the special Kriyas HaTorah relating to that fast. Now we go on to Mishnah Hay. So the Mishnah tells us what we read on different Yom Tovim. BePesach Korim BeParshas Moadim Shel Toras Kohanim. On the first day of Pesach, we read about the Moadim that appear in Sefer VaYikra, and it just goes through each of the different Yom Tovim. So that's what we read on the first day of Pesach. BAtzeres on Shavuos, Shiva Shavuos. We read the Parsha of Shiva Shavuos from Devarim Perek Tezayin, which is about Shavuos. BRosh Hashanah BeChodesh Shvi BeEchad LeChodesh. On Rosh Hashanah, we read BeChodesh Shvi Bechal HaChodesh as the special maftir. B'Yom HaKippurim Achremos. On Yom Kippur we read about Achremos, which talks about the avoda of Yom HaKippurim. B'Yom Tov HaRishon Shel Chag Korim Parshas Moadim Shel Toras Kohanim. On the first day of Sukkot, we read about all the Yom Tovim that we find in Sefer VaYikra, just like on the first day of Pesach, u'b'shar kol yimos ha'chag b'korban ha'chag. But on all the other days of Sukkot, we read about the different karbanos of Sukkot. Each day of Sukkot has its own different karban. It's not like Pesach, where it's the same karban every day. So each of the days of Sukkot has its own number of karbanos, so we read the particulars of those karbanos. So let's quickly review what we did today. In Mishnah Dalet, we said that we discussed about reading the Dalet Parshios, starting with either the Shabbos of Rosh Chodesh Adar or the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh Adar. So we went through how we read Parshas Shkalim and Parshas Zachar and Parshas Parah and Parshas Chodesh, and then we go back to the regular reading. But we also said we interrupt the regular reading for Rosh Chodesh, for Chanukah, for Purim, for Tainios, and for Mamados, and for Yom HaKippurim. And then in Mishnah Hay we said what we read on each of the Yom Tovim. So on Pesach, we read the Parshas Parshas Hamoadim in Sefer Vayikra. On Shavuos we read Shavuos Shavuos, and Rosh Hashanah we read Bechodesh Hashvi'i Bechodesh. On Yom Kippur we read Achremos, and on the first day of Sukkot we read the Parsha Hamoados in Toras Karnim, which is exactly what we read in Pesach. And throughout the rest of the days of Sukkot we read the Karbonos of that day of Sukkot. Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Gimel, Mishnah Vav.